Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Saturday Night Baseball, Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the Shuckers version of Iron Man at the moment in Mike Bovey. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Javik.
Tonight's your 42nd consecutive game. You have not missed a game since getting called up to the Double-A level. Is that something that you're wearing on your sleeve, being able to play every day?
Yeah, I think it's part of just the minor leagues and baseball in general. I got to give a shout out to our strength staff and our trainers for being able to get me ready to play every day. And honestly, just the, like we mentioned before, the summer ball seasons and the college seasons, kind of using what I learned from that and taking that into the minor leagues to get ready to play every day.
It also helps with on the road. We've had a couple of rainouts, and that's kind of moved the schedule around a little bit. But how much do you enjoy getting able to have every day at bats and slot into that two spot in the order pretty much every single night?
It's really nice to get a rhythm, just to kind of know where you're going to be and kind of know exactly how you're going to prepare for each game.
How has that helped you hit the ground running here in Double-A? Because you showed up, and since you showed up, you haven't really stopped hitting.
It just keeps me comfortable, I think. And ultimately, you know, as long as I can stick to my approach and my plan that I make before the game against the pitcher and kind of work on that as the season goes on, I think I'll continue to be able to see some success.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from being at the Double-A level?
I mean, it's a basic answer, and you don't want to admit that you throw at-bats away in your previous seasons, but really every at-bat does matter. There's, you know, every guy has good enough stuff that if you're not ready for one single pitch, you're already behind. You're easily going to get yourself out.
What was that adjustment like coming up from high A to double A? Because you played two games, then hit a road trip and decided to tie or break almost every single franchise record for extra base hits that you could have in a game.
That week in Pensacola, I was seeing the ball well. And that's just kind of like I mentioned before, that's just the grind of the season. You know, some weeks you're going to feel like you're seeing a beach ball, and other weeks it's not going to look so big. And that's just, I think, kind of the beauty of the game of baseball.
And that's a very advanced mental approach for a guy in your age who was playing college ball just a year ago. What's it like to kind of go through a season with that mental state if you can't get too high in the highs and you can't get too low in the lows?
I always said I was going to try to mix in this quote. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and sometimes it rains. And so, obviously, with the Tuesdays we've had on the road, you can use that quite a bit. But you really can kind of, use that in the everyday minor league life.
You've also been learning first base. It's the first time you've played first base since back in summer college ball with the YD Red Sox. You did not play it at all during your college days at Nebraska Omaha. What's it been like learning some first base along with third base?
It's been fun. Got to give a shout out to Fidel, and Mikey being here this week is huge too. But just feeling like I got resources around me to get me prepared, and that, obviously I'm not doing it by myself, and that it's – they're understanding that there's going to be a learning curve, and that, hopefully I'll pick it up quick and be comfortable, in a matter of time.
What's it been like working with both of them? Because unlike third base over at first, anything on the infield, you're involved in pretty much everything.
Yeah, I kind of thought going over to first I would, not feel as tired. It's better on my arm than third, but for my legs, it's actually quite a bit more. I didn't realize sprinting to the bag takes so much out of me, but once again, it's just – I feel lucky to be around the people here, and then in spring training having time to get ready to play as well.
You also got a new glove. We talked about this a few weeks ago. You did not have a first baseman's mitt. You had to get a brand new one. It's a black Rawlings mitt that is sitting a couple of feet away from us right here. What's it been like transitioning to the new position and now finally getting a brand new glove?
Yeah, it feels nice. Having a glove with your name on it always feels like kind of a cool thing. But it's kind of like me and the glove are kind of learning the position together, so that's kind of how I see it.
What was it like starting out at first base with your old glove? Because you said you found it in the bottom of your baseball bag. Was this something you would use throughout your, middle school and high school days? And you're like, all right, you're coming back out.
Yeah, I probably got it way long ago, I think, at least before high school. And it was a pancake sitting in the bottom of my bag. And I'm glad it got me through the few weeks I needed it, because it worried me every now and then.
Laces are not broken. It's still okay-ish.
It still works if I need it, yeah.
Also, it's been a lot of roster moves for the Shuckers this year, but you're now joined by three other guys who were in your draft class from last year. Craig Yoho, Brett Witrowski, Brock Woken, and you all drafted a year ago. All four of you were playing college baseball a year ago, and now you're all in AA together. How much has that helped your transition, being surrounded by guys who are in the similar spot in their career as you, of guys who are just starting out in pro ball?
Yeah, it's great. Once again, it just makes you feel more comfortable. Obviously, I built relationships with those guys right away when we got down to Arizona after the draft. And it's really cool to see the talent they have and the work they've put in, and to see all four of us, you know, already at the AA level and already playing.
Does it make it special? Have you ever had that moment of like, wow, this is a real thing, when Brett's starting a game, Brock's playing at third, you're playing at first, and Craig's coming in relief, and it's all for you, who, again, were just playing college ball a year ago?
It is a cool thing. Honestly, that's, yeah, like, I do notice it, you know, when it happens, that, like, obviously all of us were, you know, a year ago Brock was in the College World Series, and actually watched him hit a home run in the College World Series. I was in the stands, but just looking back at that, it's kind of just crazy how fast things can move. And I think, once again, it goes to show with the organization how successful they are getting guys ready to play.
Mike, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Javik.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Biscuits coming up next.